here's a story from The World.
In France, more than 600 academics have signed a letter calling for their nation's higher education minister to resign. That happened after the minister called for an investigation into the growing threat of what she called Islamo-leftism at French universities. But as Rebecca Rossman reports, people are having a hard time agreeing on what the term means.
Some say it's a threat to the French Republic. Others call it a bogus term that's casting a witch hunt. What is Islamo-gauchisme, or Islamo-leftism, and why is it suddenly the topic du jour in France? The academic Pierre-André Taguieff coined the term in the early 2000s to describe what he saw as a growing link between left-leaning academics and France's Muslim community. But over time, it came to mean something more pejorative.
I would say it started to be used in the public square, mostly in the context of the post-Charlie Hebdo and post-Bataclan attacks.
Nadia Marzouki is a fellow at France's National Center for Scientific Research. She says politicians from the right and left hijacked the term in 2015, following a string of terrorist attacks that shook the country and killed more than 140 people. This wasn't just a link, they said. Rather, they accuse certain academics of excusing the most violent interpretations of Islamist ideology, including terrorism.
Effectivement, il y a des gens qui peuvent utiliser leur titre et l'aura qu'ils ont.
The term came back into the spotlight last month when France's higher education minister Frédéric Vidal called for an investigation into Islamo-leftism at French universities, quote, so we can distinguish academic research from activism and opinion. But in a later interview, Vidal admitted she couldn't come up with a concrete definition for Islamo-leftism. Marzouki, who studies political Islam, says the murky messaging has made anyone studying the religion a target.
These statements came across as completely irresponsible and needlessly igniting fire and anger. They authorize a number of right-wing trolls on the internet to write blacklist and call for witch hunts.
Marzouki is one of 600 academics who have signed an open letter calling for Vidal's resignation, though that hasn't stopped the inquiry from going ahead. And according to a recent poll, 70% of the French population say they agree Islamo-leftism is a problem in France. A recent Le Monde editorial signed by 130 conservative intellectuals thanked Vidal for acknowledging the problem, but said she got the terminology wrong. It's not Islamo-leftism that's the issue, they wrote, so much as militancy disguised as pseudoscience. Audrey Celestine is a professor of American studies at the University of Lille. She says reactions like that undermine academia as a whole.
This is the opposite of like intellectual curiosity. It is really a sort of France revealing the extent of its blind spots in terms of race, colonial history, etc.
There's also critics comparing the term to Judeo-Bolshevism, an anti-Semitic slur that blamed Jews for the spread of communism in the 1930s. Shlomo Sands, a professor at Tel Aviv University, was one of the first people to make the comparison.
My father was considered in Poland as a Judeo-Sovietic. It was a term that the anti-Semite used it in Poland, in Germany, and also in France.
Just like with Judeo-Bolshevism, Sands says the power of Islamo-leftism is that the term combines two seemingly negative things.
It's not only the gauchism, it's also the Islamism. Then together, it's much more strong. Remember, the Nazis used a lot the term of Judeo-Bolshevism. The Nazis.
Now, he says, he feels like he's starting to see history repeat itself. For The World, I'm Rebecca Rossman in Paris.
From PRX.